Hello guys, this is Marco with Business and Motivation here. Just a little bit of motivation for you. So, you know, people seem to think that they're never going to reach their goals. People seem to think that the journey to success is one that, you know, only very few people get, and not everybody achieve it. And while that may very well be the case, sometimes I think people fail to put into the equation the fact that there is such a thing as a journey. And that journey, in my opinion, has to be enjoyed. So if you're going to school because you want to be a doctor, the way I look at it is I shouldn't hear you bitching or griping about those tests, or I shouldn't hear you bitching and griping about having to study so much, or doing this or doing that, or doing anything that pertains to you getting from the current position that you are in and into your final goal. Because that is to say that you want the glory without all the work. Now, if, and here's the big thing, if indeed you wanted to be a doctor in such a way that, you know, it's just something that you need to have, it's just a huge need, I would personally think that you would be enjoying every second of it. Now, I do understand you're not going to enjoy it all the time. You know, studying is not easy. I get it. But man, if that is your dream, if your dream is to be a doctor, shit, you should be opening those textbooks and then feeling stoked about learning whatever material is needed for you accomplishing the goal that you have set before yourself. Am I right? And if you're not, then there's a few things. Either A, you really don't want to be a doctor, because if you did, you know, you wouldn't be bitching quite so much. Or two, you need to take a big step back and look at yourself and figure out if you are doing things the wrong way. What I mean by that is you may be prioritizing your life in a way that is not healthy, which means that you are not enjoying, you know, what you're currently doing, because you're hoping that you enjoy what you will potentially achieve to do in the long-term future. But let me tell you something. You can have a car accident. You can just, flat out disappear from here, and you will never have been a doctor. So where did all that fame and glory go? What did all those days of you staying up late working on the damn homework go? In the trash? Because your goal was not met? Maybe not because you didn't push hard enough, but because, you know, life circumstances dictated otherwise? No. You know, that shouldn't have gone to waste. You should have said, well, you know what? At the very least, I enjoyed every step of the way on my journey to becoming a doctor. And while I didn't become it for A or B or C reason, if you could look in retrospect, should something happen, then you would be able to say that, you know what, I enjoyed the journey here. It brought me this close to being a doctor, and while I'm not a doctor today, or will never be, or whatever else, you know, thing pops into your head, you know that you enjoyed every moment that you had in that journey. And that applies for everything, you know. That applies for you going into business for yourself. That applies for you, you know, studying to be anything at all. If you're bitching and griping about anything that pertains to your, what you perceive to be your dream, then you really need to take a step back and look at those things again, because it doesn't make sense. If you're working towards your dream, you shouldn't be all this upset about it. You shouldn't be all frustrated with work, with school. You shouldn't be sitting there copying your neighbor, you know, or trying to see if you can not do shit for this particular school project and let this other smart kid who's just a pushover do the project for the whole team, and then you'll just piggyback on them and get the group grade, you know? Because if that's the case, man, let me tell you something. I don't want that kind of doctor. I don't want that kind of lawyer. You know, I don't want that kind of anything, because that just means that you're willing to, you know, do very little effort to achieve the things that you believe are your lifelong dream. And then at the end of the day, those people that end up being that way will attain their dream, and once attained, they will quickly realize that that was not what they truly loved. It was not what they truly wanted to be, and their dream is nowhere to be seen. They don't know what they want to be. They just know they're $100,000 in debt with school. They just know they don't have a job. They just know they want to try something else now. So maybe they'll get another degree in another thing. Or if they're not finished with school yet, they'll change their major 2-3 times. You know, and there goes some more money into the pockets of the, you know, wonderful people that, you know, run the universities. I mean, just think about those things for a minute, guys. Quit being foolish. Quit thinking in ways that are, you know, written in storybooks from Disney. You know, just life is not like this. Pick the thing you truly love. Take some time to find out what it is. Try several things so that you may find out what it is, because, you know, knowing what it is hard for sure. But try a bunch of stuff, and once you try something, you know, it may be like love. You know, you just know. You just know that's what you want to do forever. And I truly think it very much will be like that. Because it's, I don't know if it's like that for everybody, but I think at least for me, you know, when I look at what I do, I do love it. And every single struggle that I have, I enjoy. Late nights, I don't enjoy so much, but believe it or not, once I'm leaving, I'm like, you know what, that's fun. Having to stay up till 3 a.m. to get a project done so the customer can be happy and I can continue to be number one in my industry, that's okay. I like that. You know what I mean? But if I'm there sitting bitching and griping about how I'm having to stay there long hours, you know, to make sure that clients get what they get, then what the hell am I doing? I mean, honestly. Yeah, sometimes life comes at you with things that are not pretty, but if you're doing it for the right reasons, if you're truly in love with the thing that you're doing, there should be very little complaining. And even if there is, it should be intermittent. And at the very end of it, the conclusion should be, and yet, I'm happy today.